Of the 200 or so types of owls worldwide, only one lives underground, the burrowing owl, which is short, less than a foot tall, long-legged, and has bright yellow eyes.
They're the size of a small chicken. They have huge yellow eyes. They have a tendency to bounce up and down. They chatter away, then they turn around and scoot down in the hole real quickly. They're really quite the characters.
Tom Russert is the founder and leader of Sonoma Birding. He says the burrowing owls are social creatures. They usually nest in colonies of up to several dozen and can be found in much of Western North America, including some low-lying regions of the North Bay.
They like open pasture lands with short grasses and so on. They seek out badger holes. Ground squirrels are particularly important to them. They like open pasture lands with short grasses and so on. They're in a wide range of environments. They're an amazing survivor, although they're rapidly declining.
As with many other native species to our region, Russert explains, a major cause for the burrowing owl's decline is the expanding presence of humankind.
They're habitat-driven, but the irony of it is their habitat has been so disrupted that they're found in parking lots, they're found in golf courses, airports. The issue we have in Sonoma, we have so much agriculture, and they are easily disked under, plowed under.
And, of course, the small owls have their share of natural predators to contend with, too.
Hawks are a major issue. Coyotes and badgers and other owls will actually be problematic in terms of their survival. They are not on the California endangered list, but they, in fact, are a species of concern.
Altogether, it's hardly surprising that the burrowing owls have become a threatened species. Although they were fairly common up until the 1980s, Russert says the owl's numbers have been in decline over the past three decades. It's a trend he's hoping to see slowed, maybe even reversed.
We need to, through artificial habitat, create safe harbors for them to winter here. The long-shot hope is if we can create sustainable habitats, that they will come back and propagate here.
To enable that, Russert and Sonoma Birding have recently been working on some local projects to build artificial habitats for the burrowing owls.
So we have been taking 55-gallon drums, cutting them in half, creating two entrances, and it goes in the ground. It looks a little bit like a half of a spider. It's a round central area with two long tentacles up to the surface of the ground in a block stone at the entrance so that it doesn't crush in grazing areas.
Two of these man-made nesting sites were installed on some Sonoma Valley pasture land last summer, with members of the Conservation Corps of the North Bay providing most of the labor. Another four will be put into place on Sears Point later this fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.